short list with Jake and Amy.
Check 5, check 5, 7.
We were counting silly. It was really funny.
Check 51. Check area 51.
It's working.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Woo! Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, episode 17.
We are here with Jake and Amy.
Well,
my ear is itchy in these.
Those headphones?
Yeah, I just.
You've had those headphones for many years.
Well, I mean, kind of, but they're itchy and I have a zit coming in my ear, which hurts. Seriously, those hurt.
Yeah, they do. Because they're hard to get.
Well, yeah.
And like, it's hard to see them coming too, because they're in a hidden yeah, spot. Yeah, I mean,
it's impossible to see them coming.
That's true.
Yeah, no.
That's true. We're back to being just you and me.
I know. It's had visitors last week, and then the week before, I think we were just so caught up with a lot going on that we missed the podcast boat.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, back to normal. This week has felt really long in a weird way.
Very odd for us.
Mom and Dad went back to Idaho on Tuesday, and that was our first day back to work. And it just has felt like a weird week.
Yep. We have a pretty small space here. So, when my folks were here visiting, you know, you're just sharing a small space, which we, you know, doesn't bother us that much, but
yeah,
I think it just takes a lot out of you sometimes. So,
How was your week back?
It was good. There has been, I don't know how anybody else, you know, how your job goes, but my department, we lost, another content writer at my job that was a very big loss for us. She was a very prolific content writer. So a lot of stuff had kind of fallen on me to do a lot of makeup work. And so there was, I get a little nervous about the, you know, just my workload, but it ended up actually being great. So I was a little nervous about it and it ended up being totally fine.
That's usually how it works. You get nervous and it's always fine.
Anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So yeah, it's been awesome. I have a good team of people that are very much, they are overly conscious of overworking, you know, each other. So
yeah, well, everybody's that's really nice. Cool. Good. Good week.
How about you?
You also played basketball.
I did. I went. I started a 6 a.m. game on Fridays. That's
how did you
great.
Feel about that 6 a.m. time slot?
Actually, really good. It's good to get it out of the way. I mean, I like morning workouts now. Anyway, I didn't as a kid, but I like it now.
Well, I definitely still don't like it, but it's good. It gets it out of the way. That's good.
How was your week?
It was good.
Good.
There's been a lot of changes happening at work. I don't need to really go into, but we had a couple of people that are not. One already did leave, and we just hired a replacement, and then the other will be leaving in a couple of weeks. So a lot of changes, a little stressful, but I just try to stay positive, and it worked out. So
yeah, been a season of change.
Yes. So that's that. And then, yeah, I've just been doing my thing. Peer Bar.
Yeah.
Eating a lot of food. That's the trade-off. And then this weekend, we were definitely busy. What did we do yesterday?
We went fishing.
Oh, fishing.
Again, yeah.
Jake killed it.
Caught a...
legit a 5-pound largemouth bass.
You know what made me feel better about that? So here's... I pulled up this bass from... It was like pretty deep in a lake. It was like 20 feet deep, which we normally don't fish that deep. And it was, you know, it was a pretty heavy bass. And... Amy and her dad are like freaking out, like, oh, that thing is huge. That's 5 pounds. That's a very bad voice for both of you. It doesn't fit, but that thing's massive. And I was like getting kind of self-conscious. I was like, you guys are just being nice. It wasn't 5 pounds.
Was huge.
I don't believe you. And so today we were at a family get together and your dad showed that picture of me holding this bass to one of your cousins. And he looks at it and goes, holy cow, what is that, 6 pounds?
It was huge.
I was like, okay, well, that's, this guy doesn't know me from anybody.
We weren't joking. Like, that was legit probably the biggest fish. I mean, I've never caught something that big, so it was cool. So we did that and then had dinner with some friends last night. And today, as you mentioned, was the family get together. So yeah, we've had a lot going on.
Constant. I have kind of been in a little bit of a funk the last few days. I think just emotionally, just kind of one of those down, you know, you have ups and downs, but it's been a down couple of days for me. And I think just emotionally, my emotional energy has just been low. And I don't know whether that's, there was just, you know, with family here, I just was so ramped up.
Well, probably to, a part of it.
To see them. I think there was, I didn't even tell you about this, but it's something I've been ruminating on for a half a day. We went to a show on, when was that? Was that Friday?
Friday night.
We went out and actually saw live music at a, you know, at a concert venue. It wasn't just at a restaurant. It was a concert venue. And I, it was like reminiscing a lot of old times, you know, and
for
being
sure.
in an environment that I'm not in as much as I used to be. And, I think there's not that I was missing it, but it just, you know, it, anytime I'm watching music, usually in an environment that I'm used to watching music in or playing music in, I just wish I was playing.
Yeah.
So, there's like this funny anecdote that I've heard other people say. It's like, so there are so many performers that when you see a performance happening, you're really just daydreaming like, oh, what if there was some weird situation where, oh, our guitar player has smashed his hand, like in like in Back to the Future. Yeah, like, we, does anyone here play the guitar? And I like raise my hand.
So
and,
instead of, we need a doctor.
Yeah.
It's
we need a guitar player.
And Jake's like, I'm right here.
Yeah. It's like, I always just want to be playing because I just really love it so much. It's not, I don't think it's a matter of like, look at me, look at me. It's just that I really like doing it and seeing other people do it and do it well makes me want to do it.
Totally. That makes sense.
So anyway, I think that's what's led to me feeling a little emotionally tired.
Well, you know, listen, we all have that ups and downs.
Yeah.
You just gotta, you can't fight it. You have to accept it and feel it and then eventually, you know, move on from it.
Well, that's something I think in our marriage, you've helped me pull that out a little bit more and at least help me to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like not just call it out in my brain, but like say it out loud.
Yeah,
and that helps.
That's good.
That there's some relief there in just saying it. So
good. Well, I'm sorry though.
No, you don't need to be sorry.
We have a week coming up.
Yeah.
A week.
Yet another work. Monday. Mondays keep
back
happening.
Back to work. Yeah. I've been singing a lot today.
You have been singing a lot today.
I have things to talk about and this is what happens. I don't have a list in front of me. Okay. Let me think if I remember. Jake's laughing at my face right now. I did have a question and now I don't remember. Oh yeah, this is random. But I'm sitting in our room right now because this is where we record from. And like there's a million things I'm looking at that need to be done. Like we need to vacuum.
Yeah.
I need to go start the load of laundry. The sheets we're sitting on, we need to clean and put new ones on, blah, blah, blah. Like there's a constant list. And we've already said our place is small. So I do think smaller places tend to just get dirtier a little faster.
There's nowhere to escape the dirt.
Well, it's not even dirt. Let's say clutter or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, what is an accept? What do you think is average for people to clean? So if we vacuum once every 2 weeks, is that average or no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm trying to think like when I was a kid, I feel like vacuuming was a weekly thing. That was a chore.
We definitely don't vacuum weekly.
I'd say a week and a half though.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
we
think.
Have a lot of dog hair.
Because 2 weeks feels long. I also just enjoy vacuuming. So
I know. I just feel like we need to clean. You're really good about like, well, helping me in general, but you know, you totally do half the work for sure. I get stressed out. I think we have different thresholds of what we find acceptable.
Absolutely. I'm not yawning. You're yawning.
You're yawning. I'm not yawning. No, but truly. So I don't know. That's what I'm like perseverating on right now.
Yeah.
I can see dishes in the sink and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, totally. I think,
does that not stress you out? Like, let's say you come home and there's stuff everywhere.
No, it does. It definitely does. Like, I mean, I'll just use my like little work desk as an example. If there's like, if it's cluttered, I don't want to do work on it.
But I'm talking about our shared living space.
Right. And so what I'm like, additionally, if like the kitchen is dirty, I don't want to cook in it.
Mm-mm.
So before I start cooking, I clean everything first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there, and overall, I think when things don't have their place, I get kind of stressed out.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So if there's just stuff like on our coffee table that doesn't have a home, mm-hmm. then I'm like, but I need to know where that's supposed to go before I can put it there. You know what I mean?
Mm. Okay. Just thinking. You don't put those random objects somewhere though.
True. Yeah, that's
you
what
let
I know.
Them just sit there.
Yeah.
And if I'm like listening to this and I'm like, okay.
That's the neuroses of it is that if it doesn't have a place, then I don't know where to put it, so I don't touch it.
Right.
Which is bad.
And here we are.
Yeah. No, but it does stress me out though.
So yeah. I'm just curious. What are people's like standard timeline of cleaning?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like window cleaning is the one that gets pushed off the most.
Yeah, I'm talking more like, I mean, that's a deep clean to me. I'm talking more just vacuuming, wiping the counters usual. Down, having dishes done.
I bet for people that have kids, that's like daily. you develop
Samantha for sure.
Yeah, but you develop a good like system because you kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Interesting.
I mean, vacuuming was something my mom made me do. Every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. Now I love it. Good vacuum. Woo.
Well, guess what you're doing after the podcast? Jake loves vacuuming. You heard him yourself.
True.
So yeah, that was one thing I was thinking of.
Nice.
What about you?
I definitely had some stuff about, I wish I could remember it, but I'm going to tell a funny story about you though. Can I tell a funny story?
I already know because you've told everyone.
So we were driving yesterday. We were driving to go fishing and it was early
morning.
Is
this acceptable? I'm laying in my bed.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. Okay, keep talking.
If you hadn't said anything, nobody would know.
I don't care. I'm just going to do me.
So we're driving and Amy's like looking. Oh, look at the. When we drive, if Amy sees a house she likes, she is constantly like, oh, look at that pretty house. Oh, and then to the left. Oh, look at that pretty house. Oh, I love the porch on that. Like, that's a pretty.
Yeah,
regular.
And Jake never looks at the things I say, look at that.
That's not true. I'd say half the time. Mm. But in part because I'm driving and it would be very dangerous for me to look as many times as you. So we're driving by this field and she's like, oh, look, it's a cute little gover. And I was like, huh, I'm new to Maine. Maybe there's new wildlife. Mm-hmm. I'm like, interesting. She's like, oh, you know, it's just a cute little gover. And I was like, What's a gover? She's like, you know, the little things. They kind of look like. What did you say they look like?
They're from Caddyshack.
You know, like the things from Caddyshack. I said a gopher.
Yeah.
And your face, like, it's so you knew immediately.
Yeah. It's like when you say something and you are positive that that's the word, but it's not. I was like a gopher. You're like what? And then you said they're the same thing as a what? A whistle pig?
A whistle pig, yeah.
No, we don't have whistle pigs around
What
here.
Were they? That was, we looked it up.
A porcupine.
A porcupine?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
I thought.
What's the other thing? There's gophers and, there's another.
Like, groundhog.
Groundhog.
That
That's
was
what it
the
was.
Whistle pig. Sorry, guys. I'm just laying here yawning away thinking of govers.
Gover.
I
but
literally,
we're keeping it around.
It was pretty funny.
I constantly
But then
think
what
of,
did you say? We were at Flatbread and you see a dinghy in the water.
I called it a dinky.
Jake's like, look at that small dinky. I'm like, did you say dinky?
And I had called it a dinghy earlier, like 5 minutes before that.
Yep,
I just,
we're just getting old.
Here's the thing that I do. I'm constantly thinking of like album names or band names or like song names before they exist, you know, like, mm-hmm. And sometimes it turns out to be a joke, but like most of the time I'm serious in my head. And Gover, I was like, I'm keeping that. Maybe I'll name a band Gover.
Why?
I don't know. Just cause it's funny.
I better get credit for that.
No, you totally will. Yeah, I just think it's a funny, like random other band name thoughts. Pooch.
No.
Not Pooch? Like
no.
Dog?
That's like the worst name ever.
Really? Why?
It sounds weird. Pooch.
Yeah, but that's why. Maybe
and here's
like,
Pooch.
Yeah, it's funny.
Let's give it up for Pooch. No. Jake, what band do you play in, Pooch?
Yeah, people are like, oh, that name's hilarious. Such a weird name.
I guess.
They'd remember it. They'd get it tattooed. Yeah, right.
You're weird.
Oh, boy.
What oh, someone just walked about? By the window as I'm doing my podcast from bed. What else was I going to talk about? I don't know, Ani.
Actually, I think I wrote a couple of these down.
Goodness gracious.
We were, let's see, Livermore Falls.
What are you? Oh, today. Are you talking about how all the towns sound like England?
Oh, that's true. There's so many. Yeah, there are, I mean, we are in New England, so.
Touché.
So there's like Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Leeds, Maine.
Leeds, Maine. Bath.
There's New Gloucester, too, in Maine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a ton of them. There's even New Portland, which we didn't know about till recently.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So.
I know. So what are you trying to say? That I don't know.
No, it's just interesting because you don't get that as much on the West Coast. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, now you know.
Now you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't have anything written down, I don't think.
I'm so sorry, folks. We've been really not prepared lately.
Okay,
I have something.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I have an inappropriate attachment to my dog.
This has been confirmed.
No, but I'm serious. Because
what do you mean inappropriate, though?
Okay, that sounded wrong, yeah. But kind of like an unhealthy attachment to my dog. She gets very anxious if I'm like anything I feel, she feels. Do you agree? Like she knows if I am upset and she is like clingy to me.
I would say she's very in tune to you. I don't know that it's that she's feeling it, but if you're anxious or you're sad, she's right there next to you.
She also won't eat unless we're home.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah. So, dogs with separation anxiety, I think that's common.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Separation anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm worried about her.
When Jonathan was here and he was like talking about how obsessed we were with the dog.
We are.
Are. And then my parents were here and they were like, yep, you are that obsessed. It's like, oh man.
I know. I worry about her the second I leave. Is this what being a mom is like?
I don't know that it's the same.
I've heard it's worse. Like when you have a child, you love them more than you love your dog. Exactly. How am I ever going to love something the way I love my dog?
Do you think it's like a little inappropriate that people keep saying like, oh, well, I just have dog children or whatever.
Why
like
would
fur children. You know what I mean? Like, do you think that's patronizing to parents?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the parent. I think some people just get it and maybe they were dog owners before they had a child.
Yeah.
And so they're just like, oh, I totally get that. I think other people are like, it's not the same because I mean, it's not,
it isn't.
Obviously it's a level of commitment, but it's not the same as level of commitment for a child.
Yeah.
I think it just depends.
Okay. I agree.
Do you think it's patronizing?
I think if somebody was like really incessant about like, no, my dog is just like a child. It's like, well, but you don't have a child. So.
And you can also leave your child unattended for 8 hours.
But there are some people that don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's weird. Like at the end of the day, this sucks to talk about, but it's like, if there's a train coming and there's your dog and a child, like you're going to grab the child and say, you know, you can only save one. It's like one of those weird dilemmas that nobody ever wants to talk about.
I guess. <Yeah. laughs> I don't have a child.
That's true. See, it's hard to know.
It's like the good son. Which one do you choose?
Yeah.
Your real son or the kid that's not crazy?
But it's what really sucks is we've had the conversation of like, okay, the dog's getting a little older. What is kind of the number for medical procedures that we think we can really justify
all the numbers
to keep this dog alive? We've had that real conversation though.
We have. About that number. I think in the moment I would say.
Agreed. If it's a child, it's kind of like, you just got to do what you got to do.
I'm just kidding. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But what is our number? We talked about it before.
Do we want to just say the number?
On the count of three.
Yeah. One, two, three.
2,000.
Yeah. Okay. That was a long time ago that we had talked
about. Yeah, I mean, I think give or take another $2,000.
Yeah.
No, probably not. But I mean, I can't talk about it.
But even for some of our friends, that's like a low number.
I can't talk about it. I feel like we're setting ourselves up for failure.
I'm going to move on to aliens.
Okay.
Apparently, there's like this, I think it's like, I don't know, 6 million people or something that have signed a petition to storm Area 51.
Oh, I heard something about this.
Which,
why are they storming it?
I think to just like get answers about aliens, because they think that Area 51's like hiding all these like answers about
UFOs. Well, okay,
UFOs,
let me ask this because I don't remember. So I know Area, I get the whole Area 51. There was a crash there, Roswell, New Mexico.
Right.
So is it now currently like home to government?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a secret government facility, yes, as far as I know.
So they signed a petition so they can go see what's going on behind those doors.
Yeah, like what is the government
Weird.
Not telling us?
Stranger Things.
And I think there's a documentary. My new friend, Toby McAllister, was like posting something about this Area 51 documentary, which I would love to watch. I love alien stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would watch that.
Totally. And oddly enough, I ended up working from home on Friday, and guess what pops up as a suggested movie? But Signs, one of my favorite movies.
Also, let's talk about how weird our equipment's being here. Okay.
What do you mean?
Weird things popping up suggested for you. Then the Google Home.
Oh, yeah.
Our
Google Home stopped listening to me.
It's not just that. It was like, it was being rude.
Yeah.
Then the iPad today, as I'm doing a voiceover, just was typing things.
Yeah, but that was explainable.
How?
Because it was the little case that we had it in.
We even had it out of there and it was still doing it.
Well, maybe.
So weird.
I didn't see that. But anyway, so the Signs thing pops up. So I'm like watching. I think... There's a lot of spirituality to me in just staring at the stars, first of all. So I could go down that path quite a bit. But there's also this thing that it's like of how many stars how many stars there are out there that represent galaxies and other planets.
Oh yeah,
and all this
stuff
is
bigger than we could ever fathom.
Exactly. So how can there even if you take the stance that Earth is like, you know, this happens chance big bang, like,
which I totally disagree with.
Yeah, there's still like a statistical reality that has happened again somewhere else.
Oh yeah,
and maybe
there's life out there
for sure. So here's what made me think of it is that I see all these Area 51 pictures of, you know, Roswell and like, you know, a green alien with like a misshapen head, like holding a flying saucer, like, you know, like it's a cafe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in the future, I think, quote, aliens are going to be kind of offended at our like caricatures of aliens.
Unless, you know, that's what they really look like.
Unless it's exactly. Yeah.
Do you remember when we watched, it was Ozzy Osbourne and his son Jack, and they had this traveling show? You remember they'd go on the road together? Didn't they go to Roswell?
I don't know. We didn't watch enough of it.
Man, that's good entertainment right there. Yeah, I'd watch that. What's the documentary called?
I don't have a single clue.
Is that what it's called?
No, I don't know what it's called. Oh. I have no idea.
Cool.
So we'll have to look it up.
Okay. Neato.
Oh, you know what else, though? That's a funny... Actually, speaking of Toby, and I'm going to just shout him out because he was so nice and invited me up to play at one of his gigs like a while ago.
I know, he's a nice guy.
Which says so much more about Toby, I think, than anything, because that's a really nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have to do that.
Speaking of the fantasy that I was talking about before, where like, I broke my hand, we need a guitar player.
It came true.
It kind of came true.
Wow.
So it was just really nice of him.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I never thought of it that way. Oh boy.
Well, what else? Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
This is the problem. I always feel like there is. And then I get on the mic and I'm mic shy.
Yeah, that's why we got to write it down.
I know, I've been really bad.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I was thinking of just because of driving today. People that ride motorcycles need to wear helmets.
Thank you for bringing this up.
Like, they have to. It's scary to me, number one, we were on 95 today heading north, which the minimum I think was at 70 at that point, 70 miles per hour. And there's a man just cruising along. First of all, I wish no harm on anyone and of course want him to make it to his destination safely. But should he fall, I personally don't want to see that.
Yeah, not let alone.
Let alone do I, that sounds really selfish and it may be, but of course I hope no one ever crashes ever in their life. But if they do, I don't want to see that when you're not wearing a helmet. I don't want to see it even when you are. Jake's taking a picture of me laying in my bed with my blanket. Cool. This is a sensitive topic, Jake.
It is. Keep going.
Jeez. So anyway, yeah, that was the first thing. And then tonight as we were driving back home, there was what, 8 guys on motorcycles?
Yeah, it was like a ride.
And 2 were wearing helmets out of the 8.
Yeah.
And there was just a horrible tragedy in New Hampshire 2.5 weeks ago, 10 people on motorcycles, and I think almost all of them died.
I didn't know
and
about that.
And that was not necessarily all, there was a crash.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, if you're going to be, you know, exposing your body like that, which I've ridden on a motorcycle so many times and I love it, but wear a freaking helmet.
Yeah. Again, I completely agree. I am pro motorcycles. My dad has had we've gone on many motorcycle trips, but it's just a dumb move. I mean, it's saying like, it isn't even a matter of, it's like seatbelts. It's not a matter of I'm a good driver, therefore I don't need to wear a seatbelt. It's like there's millions of other drivers on the road. Like,
yeah.
So, and lots of things that you can't control. Mm-hmm. So why not at least protect yourself instead of like making it either I live by not getting in an accident, or if I do get in an accident, I for sure die.
It's so scary.
The other thing that keeps bothering me about motorcycles is the noise.
It is loud sometimes.
You don't have to buy a loud motorcycle.
Some people love that though, honey.
I know, it's getting to the point where those, you know, our old neighborhood, it's like you're driving a Harley that is setting off car alarms and interrupting like family dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hobby and something that you love that is starting to affect other people.
You know? I'm laughing at you because you just get a little judgy about it.
Well, but what's judgy about it?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can.
Get you have very strong opinions about it, but the thing is, that's no different than you playing your guitar one night really loud, and someone's like, "That's annoying because it's too loud for me."
And if somebody had said, "Like, hey, that's kind of annoying. It's a little too loud," I would stop doing that.
Sure, but I mean, you can't use that as an example because a bike you can't turn down. If someone buys that because that's what they like, that's what they like.
I mean, yeah,
as long as they wear a helmet. Oh. Sorry, are you done? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
There was one more thing about motorcycles, but we can circle around to it later. Just the other thing is, so, okay, I agree with you in that maybe just like a loud motorcycle, like, cool, that's great. There was a time where there was a group of motorcycles, all very loud, I don't want to put all of us on Harley Davidson because it's not a Harley Davidson problem. Like, there's all kinds of loud motorcycles. But they were all 3 of them playing different music loudly to compensate for their loud motorcycles. So I have 3 different sets of music happening on top of these already loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like the way that I want to say it is, it's the most selfish thing I could see somebody doing. Just like blaring super loud music on top of an already obscenely loud motorcycle in the middle of a residential like neighborhood.
That was actually on Route 1.
But there were houses nearby, so I'm counting it.
Okay.
Anyway, soapbox over. I just don't like them. I would buy a motorcycle. I just think they're too loud and I think it's annoying.
So you wouldn't buy a motorcycle?
No, I would buy a quiet motorcycle.
What's a quiet motorcycle?
Like my dad's motorcycle isn't that loud. It's BMW. It's like a little, it sounds like a little kind of fartier, you know, than like a okay. Big old hog.
Here comes Quinn. Sorry, Jeff.
Got a Quinn reference in.
Oh, man. So I have to say, randomly, I'm just laying here loving my life. You know what I did today that was so fun that I never do?
What did you do today?
I went swinging on the swing set with my sister.
Oh, that's right.
Laura and I, it was so fun at the family reunion. We were both inside. It was getting a little warm. Everyone's having like, you know, side conversations. And I'm like, do you want to go outside and go swing on the swing set? She's like, yeah. It was awesome. That's my story. That's
all.
Would
you want to do it at midnight?
Jake used to have a group of friends and they called themselves the Midnight Swingers Club.
Yeah, that we talked about on this podcast.
Cool.
See, swinging's fun.
Mm-hmm. You know what's not fun?
What's that?
This is my last thing. I'm 32, almost 33 years old. And you know what's been happening to me?
What's that?
My teeth are chipping. What's happening? I'm supposed to have another 40 years if I'm lucky. What do I do if my teeth are already chipping?
Well, let's talk about the factors, though.
Okay, the very first time, let me just run this by you. The first time I had a chip was like 2 years ago, and I know it was from, no, that was my second time.
Yeah, the first time was on that road trip.
Okay, so the first time I chipped my tooth was in Pennsylvania, having dinner with Timmy and Sarah, my brother and sister-in-law, with Jake, because we were moving out west. Chipped on a fork, because I was so hungry. Second time I chipped my tooth was also on a fork, also eating a salad. I have a problem. I had that filed down and then it chipped again. So now I'm wary of shaving down because I feel like that could make it worse. And then last night I freaking noticed I have a chip on my upper like canine tooth.
That you didn't remember actually
nope,
the act
I have no
of
idea.
Chipping.
And it's freaking me out. Someone help me. Is that normal? Brittle teeth?
Is there, okay, let me ask. Is there any chance that this is an old chip that you didn't notice like from before? Is it like?
I mean, it could be old in the sense 3 months old, but either way, it's not old like two
gotcha.
Years old.
Hmm.
'Cause they would have mentioned it at my last cleaning.
Yeah, for sure.
Which was a month ago. So I don't know what to do. I definitely know I need to take vitamins for sure. But do people recommend having that shaved down again or do I yeah. just leave it? What else can I do? Someone help me, please.
You also, I mean, there's, you know, you
I
grind
do
your
grit
teeth.
My teeth, yes. Yeah.
So that weakens it a little bit.
What's going on?
I don't know. We're getting old.
Not that old.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
My calves started cramping. It freaked me out.
Crampy calves, chipped tooth. I don't feel bad for you. Seriously, whoa. My teeth are important.
No, they are extremely important. That's actually, I can't remember who said, somebody I knew that was, you know, worked medically with the elderly and talking about just how much taking care of your teeth really pays off once you get into.
You can get heart disease by not flossing.
Yeah.
Healthy gums, healthy heart. Anyway, that's all. So I need advice. So if people know what that's about, let me know.
All you dental hygienists.
I definitely drink a lot of coffee, but I also drink a lot of water. I grind my teeth yeah. and grit my teeth.
I don't wonder. I mean, I know we drink, I drink a lot more than you, seltzer, but that is acidic. It's a little
bit
more acidic.
Yeah, I have maybe one a week if I'm lucky.
And you drink half of it.
Right, because my husband takes all the rest. He's laughing, but he knows it's true.
That is true. I love seltzers.
Good. But you don't have chipped teeth, so I'm guessing that's not what it is.
That's true.
Anywho.
That is true.
You got anything else, Chief?
No, I don't think so. I got on my motorcycle soapbox. I feel better.
Good. Okay.
If you have questions, you can send them to shortlistpod@gmail.com.
We have an email address?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You know this goes on
you
the
can
internet,
also
right?
Just, yes. You can also comment on our posting with any questions you may have.
Yeah. Apparently.
Oh my gosh, let's do that. Next episode, only questions from our listeners.
Ooh, yeah.
So
okay,
we'll
that's a great
four.
Idea. Yeah, probably.
From mom and dad.
That's fine.
My dad hasn't been listening. He needs to catch up.
Come on, Richard.
Richard.
There's apparently this thing. So I know you guys have probably heard the same dang ads on every one of our episodes about Anchor. But there's this thing on the like Anchor page where you can support a podcast. You can just like pledge a monthly amount.
What?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like Patreon. Like, I don't know if you've heard of Patreon, but.
Nope. Nope, Breon.
But I think it'd be cool. I mean, if
that really was... you got nothing. I said no, Breon.
I mean,
okay,
that's good. It was good. You know what?
Who studies botany? Not to me.
Oh, what did you say? We drove by this restaurant, the Muddy Rudder.
What did I say? Another brudder from a mud. No, wait, brudder from another mudder.
And it was the timing of it. Amy at least has you the love best me. Timing. I am proud of you for doing more and more puns, though.
Killing it softly.
Yeah, we just did a voiceover for my company, actually for another company in town, and I put a pun in there. And
yeah, Amy, but I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be a pun or not.
Of course, it's a pun. That's why I spelled it that way.
Okay,
it's for a window company. I said replacing the windows in your home can be a real pain in the neck.
Chirp chirp.
We'll enter the laugh track.
Okay, time for my next meal.
Yep. Y'all be good to each other.
And send us your questions at, I guess we have an email address.
Shortlistpod@gmail.com. We will answer any and all appropriate questions.
Oh, dang it. Okay, yeah, send them.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. It's the Short List with Jake and Amy.